Hello and welcome to App Guide. Today on App Guide, we will be setting up macOS for the first time. Setting up macOS is simple to do with the Setup Wizard. Here you will find all 15 steps for setting up your new or recently restored Mac. Step 1 is to choose your language and use the scroll bars if necessary. Step 2 is to choose your region or the country you live in, because some features like Apple Pay and iTunes movie rentals are only available in certain countries. If your region is not listed, click the Show All checkbox, and then continue. Now it's time to choose your keyboard language. Apple only makes keyboards in 15 languages, so if your language is not one of those 15, you can still customize your keys, although not physically change, to fit your language. An alternative would be to get a third-party keyboard for your preferred language. If you don't see keyboard configuration, click the Show All checkbox and continue. Now, connect to your Wi-Fi or connect your Ethernet cord. If you're not using any of these options, then click the Other Network Options button on the bottom left and then continue. Now, you have the option to transfer your data from another device. To do this, you have three options. The first option is from a Mac, Time Machine Backup, or Startup Disk, which will start up Migration Assistant, or from a Windows PC. To learn more about how to do this, see the link in the description about Windows Migration Assistant. Or the third option is Don't Transfer Right Now. Choosing this option will set up your Mac as new, but you can merge your data later using Migration Assistant, which can be found in the Utilities folder. Step 5 is to enable location services if you like. This is an optional feature that will use your current location to find local weather or your location in Maps. You can turn this off later or limit who can see your location by going into Preferences once you have set up your Mac. Now to sign in with your Apple ID, which is another optional feature. Signing in here will sign you into iTunes, the App Store, Messages, FaceTime, iCloud Drive, iBooks, Safari Bookmarks and Histories, Photos, Contacts, Calendars, Reminders, Notes, and Find My Mac. If you have forgotten your Apple ID, username, or password, or you haven't created an Apple ID yet, you can do so by clicking on the links at the bottom of the window. Underneath the Create Apple ID and the Forgot Apple ID, there's an option to use a separate Apple ID for iTunes and iCloud. By clicking this, you can use two separate IDs to sign in. Or you can sign in later using the Don't Sign In checkbox and then click Continue. If you have two-factor verification enabled, you will be required to type in the 6-digit code now. By clicking Agree, you are agreeing to macOS Software License Agreement, the Privacy Policy, Game Center Terms and Conditions, and the Warranty. Now you must create your computer account by filling out the following fields. First, your full name, which will be filled out if you sign into your iCloud account. Next is account name, which will be the name of your home folder, account profile picture, password, password hint, which is optional and cannot contain your password. And if you think you will forget your password and you signed in with your Apple ID, I recommend enabling allow Apple ID to reset this password. So you can sign in with your Apple ID to reset the password. If you enabled location services in step 5, I would also recommend that you enable set time zone based on current location. Now it will sign you into all the iCloud services on your account. This may take some time depending on your internet speeds. FileVault will encrypt all the information on your Mac under your Apple ID account. This is just an extra layer of security and is not necessary if not needed. If you would like to enable it, it is better to do it now because it will take more time later when you add more data to your computer. because it will have more to encrypt. Enabling store files from Documents and Desktop in iCloud Drive will sync the Documents and Desktop folders to your iCloud account. This is not recommended unless you have purchased more iCloud storage, because it will use most, if not all, of your free 5 gigs. But it could be helpful if you have multiple devices you move files between. Sharing computer analytics data, including computer diagnostics, usage data, and crash reports anonymously to Apple and developers will help improve the future performance of your Mac, so it's recommended that you enable it. Setting up Siri on your Mac is all about personal preference. Some find Siri annoying and not very helpful, and some do. Siri on macOS works as a voice spotlight search. For example, she can find documents, open applications, give you weather, and more. Touch ID, which is available on Touch Bar-enabled MacBook Pros, works just like on iOS in the fact that you can use it to unlock your Mac and unlock settings. Enabling Touch ID on your MacBook works the same way as enabling it on your iPad or iPhone device. Repeatedly tap the power button in the top right corner until the fingerprint shows up completely red. macOS El Capitan, or macOS 10.11, introduced Apple Pay to the web, so you can now make purchases through your Safari browser. To add your Apple Pay supported card to Apple Pay on your Mac, hold it up to the iSight camera, and it should do the rest. Although sometimes a computer cannot always find the information needed, so you might have to enter it manually. If you don't want to set up Apple Pay, click the Setup Apple Pay Later button underneath the Add Card label at the top. And that's how you set up your MacBook. After it's done, you should be taken to the desktop, and now you're ready to go. I would recommend restarting your computer after the setup is complete to finalize the setup. If you still have any questions, ask me in the comments below, and if you enjoyed this video, please hit the thumbs up button. Also, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at AppleGuideWeb, and be sure to subscribe to us on YouTube so you can stay up to date with the latest. Thanks for watching, and see you next time.